Prosecutor Mueller says there is no criminal investigation of Derek Dobies. Good morning.
That's a good way to start off the morning. Good morning.
How are you doing?
I've been cleared of beyond any doubt.
Of all wrongdoing. Okay, what's item A and item B? What can you tell us?
I think, that the story's been kind of overblown. We talked about a wall and some matters with some of our boards and commissions. Nothing far out there. Nothing exciting. Nothing trailblazing or over the top. So I think that was just taking care of some business. The city attorney had some things she just wanted to run by council in executive session, and it was pretty quick. So,
oh, safe to say it's a legal matter.
Yeah, that was okay. And it's legal matter. Anytime the city attorney gives a legal opinion on matters like that, we have the ability to go into executive session to discuss it. So I'm sure we'll be hearing about some of those things coming out, but they're, nothing major.
So I call a slow news day.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, it might have been a slow news day. I was talking to the city manager about it the other day, and one of the things that you and I talked about last week was the opiate problem. And the fact that council was taking that up, and I was kind of surprised that MLive hadn't covered that yet and hadn't talked about the things that we have going on in the city with the opiate epidemic. The action that council was trying to take at the last meeting, that it should be coming up at this meeting. So, we don't. That's why we have a free and independent press. They're free to say what they will.
We haven't heard much about this opioid or drug center that might be built here. I haven't heard much about that lately. Do you know anything?
I haven't heard much. I know that that was the city was kind of in those conversations last year. I'm not sure if they found a different location. I know that the city manager was kind of intimately involved in that. And they were looking for some space, but haven't heard anything about the house there. So have to loop back on that at a different time.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, we talked about the body cams last week, and then we had the incident on Easter Sunday, which I'm sure a body cam would have provided a lot of evidence.
It would have provided a lot of evidence and probably been pretty scary footage.
Sure.
From what I heard, it was probably every police officer's worst nightmare. It sounded like they obviously had responded to domestic call, and it sounded like the woman was pretty beat up by the time that they got there, and heard some other things from the city manager and the chief of police that, I won't talk about here because it's still under investigation, but, just thankful that, there weren't more fatalities and none of our officers were hurt any more than they are. Mm-hmm. Kind of unfortunate circumstance. Some of that, activity, you can't necessarily stop. Our police officers are there to do the best job that they can in trying to contain that sort of violence and making sure that that it doesn't get beyond what it did, unfortunately. And unfortunately, it was during Easter. I actually got a call from the city manager at our family gathering. So, pretty sad day all around, regardless of the actors involved, and what our opinions are of them. They have families and friends, and Anytime we have a shooting like this, there's a large number of people beyond just those involved that are affected. So sure. It's really unfortunate.
Give us a behind-the-scene nugget. What's going on at City Hall? Come on.
Well, we're
help us out.
Behind the scenes. Well, we're trying to, a couple of things. We're working, obviously, we came out with a number of different construction projects scheduled for 2018 from Kibbe Road, work on Morrell Street, which is terrible, First Street, Fourth Street. We're installing a large number of new lights throughout town. So going down Louis Glick, Bucky Harris Park is obviously getting a new public restroom, which we're building out now. Looking at converting that fountain there to an outdoor fire pit as a placemaking project. But the King Trail, Adrian Ave, Morrell Street, Exchange Park, Loomis Park, we're putting all those new lower streetlights in there, and working on, kind of in between council meetings, we kind of obviously prep for the next council meeting and build out an agenda, but it's also an opportunity for us to work on a number of different projects and try to get more people involved in helping to tackle some of the big problems that we have in the city. So we've done a couple of different things in that respect. One of the things I'm really excited about is working with Ella Sharp Museum and the Historic District Commission on improving Martin Luther King Jr. Equality Trail. Ella's going to be taking the lead on building out a large number of kind of wayfinding signs and signs that tell the story of Dr. King's journey and the things that he did, and that'll be from the city limit all the way down to the King Center. So we've had a couple of meetings last year, and Ella is going to be stepping up to the plate working with Rick Mills and Matt Schwarzlander from the Historic District Commission to tackle that and really showcase a civil rights story along the Equality Trail there. So it's one of the things that that we're working on. Last week we've hit a couple of different events. We did the at the last council meeting we proclaimed April as Autism Awareness and Acceptance Month in the city, and Jackson Autism Support Network had an event downtown in New Ackman Park that was very, very successful. Me and Councilwoman Sullivan were out there, and we also, one of the things, you always learn new things when you get into new positions and get out there in the community, and one of the things I learned just by going out to the Jackson's Council for Prevention of Child Abuse, delivering a proclamation and doing the pinwheels in the park down at Austin Blair. We've had 1,300 cases of child abuse and neglect in the Jackson area in 2017. We actually rank 59th out of 82 counties for child abuse and neglect. It was an interesting event. I stuck around after and learned a lot more about the problems that we face in that respect. I actually talked to the South Central Bikers Against Child Abuse about the work that they do, and I think that you can measure a city or a nation or a state's greatness by not how they treat the greatest amongst them, but how they treat the weakest and most vulnerable. And I think that in particular that rings true with our children and what we do as a community to make sure that they're well protected. So, thankful for everyone that's operating in that space and interested to explore what we can continue to do as a city to combat that issue.
Well, undoubtedly, there's a lot of kids that need help, and like you said, it's probably an understated issue.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I think it's complicated by a large number of things. But I think it rings back to some of the bigger ticket issues that we have to work on as a city. You know, we got 52% of the kids in the city of Jackson living under the federal poverty level, and 36% of the general population under the federal poverty level. I think those sorts of stressors create a lot of the problems that that we face and challenges that we face as a city, and that's why the city has been involved in the Financial Stability Network, a conglomerate of a large number of different organizations and nonprofits in town to try to figure out what we can do collectively as a community to help eradicate poverty and make our families more financially stable through education, through different policy initiatives, through different incentives. So I think that sort of work is certainly important. Councilman Freddie Dancy and I regularly attend those meetings, and you know it's important work. It sometimes can feel like it's taking forever because that's a huge boulder to roll back up the hill, fighting poverty. But you know, at some point, you got to dig your heels in and throw your back into it and keep pushing.
Well, hats off to United Way for jumping into that also. So you meet next Tuesday, right?
We meet next Tuesday, April 10th. Yep, 6:30.
So we'll find out about A and B Wednesday?
There should be descriptors in the minutes. Understand everyone's frustration. It's probably not the best way to do that. I'll be talking with the city attorney about making sure that we have some descriptor in the minutes so people can understand what we're doing. Everything's above board, and it's about making sure that from a city's perspective, we're in a position to work on behalf of the residents that we serve, and in legal cases that we're not, tipping our hands to the issues that we're facing ahead of time. So, all that stuff gets disclosed at a certain point. We're all about transparency and accountability, and the public certainly has the right to know about what we talk about. So they will have that opportunity.
Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies. Thanks, Derek.
Absolutely. Thanks, Greg.
Talk to you next week. The mayor.